Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back for the series predictions episode. We have the Boston Red Sox going up against the Kansas City Royals. We have a 4-game set fresh off of a 3-game sweep where we did not win a game against the Toronto Blue Jays. Our first game could not be a better get-right game for the Red Sox, with Brian Bayo going up against a gentleman by the name of Cole Ragans or Ragans. I apologize. I'm not sure how to say his name. Cody, who do you have winning this game?
I mean, it's hard to pick against Bayo at this point, right? He has been this year's version of the stopper. The only thing I would say that gives me any sort of pause is the Royals are playing some pretty decent baseball coming into this. Looking at all the pitchers coming into this series, Cole Ragans is by far the quote-unquote toughest that we're going to face, just looking at raw statistics, but I don't think it's going to be enough. I know the Royals have won 7 out of the last 10. I still think Bayo and the Red Sox take this game. They got to be smarting. They got to be licking their wounds and coming out ready to fire. If you don't get right, you don't win these games, you can put a fork in the season. It would be over. You know, this is a 4-game set at home against Kansas City. You have to set the tone. You have to put this one away. I like the Red Sox in game one.
Like Cody said, hard to pick against the Boston Red Sox in this series opener. And having said that, I am picking against the Boston Red Sox in the series opener. Bayo's just been up and down his last few starts going back to Oakland. Hasn't looked that good. And even if Bayo is fairly solid, I don't trust the offense at all. I mean, Yoshida in the last series against the Blue Jays was 4-for-12, but it was very non-consequential type hits. You know, there wasn't anybody on. There wasn't any extra base hits that I'm aware of. Duran kind of cooled off as of late. Not bad, but not, you know, not Willie Mays like he was, you know, the whole month of July. I don't like the momentum, and this Reagan's kid has pitched pretty well his last few outings, especially in his most recent one against the Mets. Didn't give up an earned run, struck out 8, went 6 full innings. So I think there's a lot of potential here for a Royals upset. So I'm going to take them in game one.
I've been very public and very honest about picking against Brian Bayo. I won't do it unless it's Spencer Strider or Shane McClanahan, and that will not change today, even though Cole Ragans, who absolutely has been awful as a member of the Rangers this year with an ERA of 6, has somehow found it in Kansas City with 11 innings, 11 strikeouts, couple of starts. I'm still going with Bayo. Bayo's still the guy that I trust in game one, so call it the Red Sox game one. Game two, we have Cutter Crawford going up against Brady Singer. Brady Singer has been hot and cold, but his last three performances, he's done pretty well. Cody, who do you have? Game two.
Much like we can't pick against Bayo, Crawford has been everything you could have hoped for out of what essentially started as a spot starter and turned into, you know, a main cog of this rotation. I remember watching Brady Singer in college and, you know, watching him dominate, you know, being a highly touted draft pick, getting picked up by the Royals, and thinking, man, like, this is just the next step in his ascension. He's going to be, you know, one of the next big things, maybe the next Granky out of Kansas City. And, you know, he just hasn't figured it out yet. I don't think he gets right against the Red Sox. And, you know, hopefully he kind of continues the upward trajectory, just, you know, make it a week later. I like the Red Sox in game two.
So, Cody, you said you saw him in college. Did he go to Florida State?
No, he went to Florida and beat the brakes off of us.
Oh, nice. Okay. I, I apologize. Sorry. No, I thought that you mentioned that, I thought he went to your college. Terry, who do you have going game two winning?
Game two, I am much more confidently picking the Royals to win that one. Singer has been pretty impressive his last few times out in Yankee Stadium, the biggest bandbox ballpark, you know, of all 30. He struck out 9 Yankees on July 22nd, struck out 10 Minnesota Twins the start after that. And then most recently, only struck out 4 New York Mets, but pitched for 8 innings, only gave up 3 hits. The dude is kind of rolling, and Cutter Crawford can't pitch at Fenway. He's got an ERA right at 6.00. And I'm not a Cutter Crawford guy. I'm really not. And I'm going to take the Royals to win game two.
Brady Singer has been doing not that great away from pitching at Kauffman, but given what we've seen him do in his last couple of performances, went 8 innings against the Mets, which has a depleted team as far as the rotation is concerned, only allowed 3 hits. He hasn't allowed a home run in his last 3, and he's only allowed 2 home runs spanning his last 7 games. So I really would like to give him the benefit of the doubt. He hasn't had the best run support behind him, but I think he'll probably have his own get-right game in this one and win his second straight game. Game 3, we have James Paxton against Jordan Lyles. Lyles, who is very famous for being a Houston Astro at one point, most recently a Baltimore Oriole last year, has been anything but good this year. Who do you have going in game 3, Cody?
I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results, right? You know, every series, every Red Sox game we watch, I'm like, oh, you know, we're still the Red Sox. We're still going to figure out a way to win this game. Fresh off a sweep the wrong way. I like the Red Sox here. You know, Lyles pitches long enough to factor into the decision. He's 3-12 on the year, 6.24 ERA. You know, last 3 games hasn't really gone well. New York, Minnesota, and Philadelphia. 5 innings on average, more than 3 earned runs given up each time, up to 5 in 2 of those starts with low amount of strikeouts. This seems primed to be the type of pitcher that the Red Sox build up that pitching count, get him out of the game early, and, you know, in a 4-game set, you can really tax that bullpen. And, you know, I think the Red Sox take game 3 as well.
Terry.
I will finally take the Red Sox to win a game here. Paxton did not look good, and I've always said that Paxton will struggle with his mechanics at times, and you're going to see some inconsistency. We certainly did see that against the Blue Jays, but I think he will dial it back in against the Royals, and the Red Sox have tattooed Lyles in the past, so... nothing complicated about this one. I'm taking the Red Sox.
I'm taking the Red Sox as well. Paxton had a little bit of a blip, gave up a couple of ugly home runs in his last performance, but does pitch very well at home. I'm going to give him the edge there. So I think the Red Sox will be up 2-1 through 3. Game 4, we have a TBD starter going up against Alec Marsh, who has an ERA of 6.75. Cody, who do you have winning game 4?
I have the Royals winning game 4 strictly because Alex Cora refuses to manage the bullpen in any sort of comprehensible manner. And if we have an entire bullpen game short of, you know, Bernardino to Pivetta to Martin to Jansen, which, you know, at this point could potentially be tapped in a 4-game series, there's just too many variables. There's too many touch points for Cora to get his fingerprints on. He's completely lost my trust. I like the Royals in game 4.
Terry.
I will take the Red Sox to win game 4. I'm assuming you're going to see a fair amount of Nick Pivetta that game. Alec Marsh just hasn't looked good in quite some time. You got to go back to July 15th when he, well, actually his Well, he only pitched one inning on August 1st. That's why it was scoreless. But he gets tattooed quite a bit. The Yankees put up 5 on him. Next start, the anemic offense of the Cleveland Guardians put up 4 earned runs on him in 2 2/3. I don't see how the Royals pull this one out, barring a short leash and maybe a bullpen game with some relievers that we're just not familiar with. I think that's their best path to winning it here, but I'll give it to the Red Sox for a 2-2 split.
I'll also be giving this one a split 2-2. I think the Royals are going to end up getting game 4, as Cody mentioned. A poor job of managing the bullpen is going to be the reason why we end up getting pretty disappointed in this one. That is going to wrap it for our series preview. We want to thank all of our first-time and loyal listeners. Everyone have a great night. Take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.